The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's Community Radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. Da, 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 da,
da, da, da. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
And here we are, Thursday, 8:30 in the morning. Oh, yeah, I know. But you know what?
What?
This time of year.
Yeah.
Well, we're actually recording in the winter right now.
It is, yes.
It is getting lighter out.
It is.
Our days are getting longer, which is so good.
But I don't want them to get longer by seconds. I want them to get longer by minutes.
I know. I couldn't believe, especially this year, it dawned on me more that 4 o'clock or 4:30, I'm ready to put on my pajamas.
I know. Yes.
Because it's so dark. But I think it's maybe because I'm getting older, too. It's like this day is done, gone the sun.
That's a good one.
And
I like that.
Like the day is over and it's cold. But we live here.
If you're not aware, this is Stuff.
WTBR 89.7.
WSBR 88.1.
I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff. Should we warn them again?
We should. We should. Warning. Bev has been putting out warnings now. Listen at your own risk. I'm sorry. If you like us, great. You can email us at
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And I'm sorry if you don't like us.
I'm sorry, too.
You can turn your dial. I'm sorry.
The views and opinions of this program are solely those of its host, guests, or callers, and are not necessarily those of WTBR 89.7 or WSBR 88.1, their producers, management, or sponsors.
That's good. Nice and fast. Get it out. Get it done. Here we go. Info's out. So we have a quote of the day. The Lord prefers common-looking people. That's why he made so many of them.
Ooh.
Yes.
So but don't think you're special.
Nowadays, though, common's not good enough, right? Yeah, 1-800-PLASTIC-SURGEON.
Don't get me going on that one.
Oh, my goodness. God, yeah. So many famous people look so bad. I don't know who their plastic surgeons are, but man, oh man, oh man.
With me, it's the people who like to wear nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
You can see a lot of skin.
Oh, on their body?
Where else? Is it under the wig? I don't know. Moving on.
Oh, my gosh.
I have true or false.
Oh, okay.
True or false, one is true.
Mm-hmm.
You and I is always correct, and you and me is always incorrect. That's number one.
Oh.
Fewer is used for countable items, and less is used for uncountable items.
Oh, I love this. Fewer for countable?
Fewer for countable, uncountable. Well, wait a minute. Yes. Fewer is used for countable items and less is used for uncountable items.
Whoa. Okay.
And number three, the Statue of Liberty is the world's tallest monument.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like these tricky ones, the you and I and the you and me, because I never say you and me. I always say you and I. It's just the way I learned it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never heard this one about fewer is countable items and less is uncountable.
Yep.
So I would say to you, I have fewer coins than you. No. Use it in a sentence for me. Fewer would be countable.
Well, that would give you the answer.
Oh, would it? Oh, that's right. It would.
Very good.
I was trying to trick you.
Yeah, you almost did, too.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
What are you sharing today?
I have John's bathroom.
I love John's bathroom.
I have three of them, and I have all these little pieces of paper enclosing different pages, and I would never have a chance to read them all. So
I know, it's
this
great
could go on forever.
That's good, though, because those bathroom readers are pretty cool. I've had one in my bathroom for a long time, and sometimes I just flip it open, and I see a page I've never seen before. It's very cool.
It is.
It is.
Well, I speak English good.
What?
When signs in a foreign country are written in English, any confusion of words is possible. From a Havana hotel, guests are prohibited from walking around in the lobby in large groups in the nude.
And that's because it's a translation.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
A Moscow hotel. If this is your first visit to the USSR, you are welcome to it.
I went to Spain, and I was on a train, and they gave us a booklet to read.
Went to Spain.
Spain on a train. In the rain.
Was it rain?
Oh, there's the rain in Spain.
Yes.
Falls.
Mainly on the plane.
Oh, gosh. Deja vu.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I meant when I first said it.
I know. Oh. Okay. Well, alrighty. Okay. What was I saying? I forgot what we were talking about.
You are welcome to it.
Oh, the train. I was on a train.
Yes.
And they gave us this booklet, and it had been translated from Spanish into English. It was hilarious. It was hilarious. I looked at my kids. I said, do you know what they're trying to say here in English? It was just all wrong, but I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Well, especially Spanish and Russian, they have their adjectives and adverbs in a funny place. It's not the way that we put ours. Like, you know, if you have an adjective,
yes,
you put it in front of them.
In front.
They don't.
It must be so hard for people to learn English. It must be.
Yeah.
And I'm always amazed at how well some people who learn English can speak English so well.
Better than us.
And sometimes. All right. So I have 17, we may not do all of them, insane cleaning hacks you won't believe actually work.
Do they, though?
And this is a website called Craft Your Happy Place.
Huh.
C-R-A-F-T. So it says here, magic erasers, you know those things.
I've heard of them, but I've never used one.
Oh, my gosh, they're awesome.
Are they really?
Oh, yes. They're like magic. Magic erasers are a household item for erasing stains from walls, but that's not all they do. Water them down and see how well they help clean scratches on floors, boots, and stoves. Magic erasers have melamine foam, which I think is toxic.
Oh.
I think it's toxic, which feels like fantastic soft sandpaper and scrubs away dirt and grit quickly. They're best for cleaning deep-rooted stains rapidly. They are an amazing thing.
How long do they last?
Mine lasts pretty long because I don't wet the whole thing. I just wet a little piece of it and then go over the spot, but you never wring it out like a sponge. You just right. you just put it somewhere to dry.
Oh, okay.
It's an amazing tool.
So if you wet it too much, you ruin it?
No, it just takes a while to dry, and mine will shrivel up a little bit, but it's very cool.
I'm going to have to try one.
Yeah,
then.
And they even have a knockoff. They have a store brand. Mm-hmm. I know they do at Market 32. They have a store brand, but I'll tell you, they are an amazing thing, and they don't ruin your paint.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And do you have a glass top stove?
Yes.
Yeah, they're really good on glass top stoves.
Oh, then I need them.
Yeah, it gets all the stuff
those
off.
Those are so hard to keep clean.
Oh, they are. I have to use a razor blade.
Oy, oy,
something
oy.
Over it, because I'm real good at, like, not cooking well, and things tend to boil over, or, yeah. And then it hardens, so you have to get the razor blade, and you have to kind of scrape it off, and then you get it's a pain in the neck. I just, yeah. But the okay. but the magic sponge works very well. All right.
All right.
All right.
Another foreign country combination of words. Seville Cathedral. It is forbidden to enter a woman, even if a foreigner is dressed as a man.
What?
I don't know how this translates. It is forbidden to enter a woman, even if a foreigner is dressed as a man.
That's very confusing.
Enter a woman.
Even if a.
Where?
Oh! Oh! Okay. Okay. On to the next one.
Visitors 2 to a bed in a half hour only.
2 to a bed in a half hour only? Oh, my gosh.
All customers promptly executed from a Tokyo barbershop. You're pretty much at their mercy
oh
when
my
it's
gosh,
in a barbershop.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Torremolinos Hotel. I'm not sure where that is. We highly recommend the Hotel Tart.
The Hotel Tart? What does that mean? You're laughing. You know something I don't know.
The tart they're talking about is probably a cookie, but it's probably also their hotel tart.
Oh, the tart. Oh, that. I am so...
protected.
I know now, but I would never think of that. But yeah, I think I remember hearing that.
Well, wait a minute. What did that say about me?
What? You're just more aware, more alert. I don't know. So you want to clean your microwave? Oh, you probably heard this. You put a wet sponge in the microwave in a bowl, and you turn the microwave on, and the wet sponge steams and puts steam all over the walls in your microwave, and then you can wipe it off easily because it's softened.
Oh.
It's softened all the stuff.
No, I didn't know that
yeah.
one. And I'm going to try it.
You can also, we've talked about this, I think, you can clean your shower head with vinegar. You can get a bowl of vinegar and shove your shower head in the bowl and let it sit there for a while.
That I've heard.
And then scrub it with a toothbrush. Yeah, I love toothbrushes. Toothbrushes or toothbrushes?
Okay.
Do you use a toothbrush to clean anything?
Sure.
Yeah.
Because you can't get behind them if you don't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like the things on your faucets and
yes,
so forth.
All around there.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't mistake it for your own toothbrush.
No, that would not be good.
No, no, no.
In a Sri Lanka restaurant, all vegetables in this establishment have been washed in water, especially passed by the management.
Oh, gosh.
French swimming pool. Swimming is forbidden in the absence of the savior.
What?
That must be the guy that watches out for the.
I don't get it.
Swimming is forbidden in the absence of the savior. That must mean the
lifeguard.
Lifeguard.
You can't swim in the absence of the lifeguard, not the savior. Oh my gosh.
In a Paris dress shop, dresses for street walking.
Like a hooker?
There you go.
See? I'm not so...
Oh, this is the best one. Barcelona Travel Agency. Go away.
Do you know, I have heard of places that don't want people to know about them as far as a vacation destination. They prefer to
not to have
people coming and interrupting their quiet solitude.
Oh,
in their
gosh.
Communities? Yeah.
Well, then.
I know that there are places where they have had very, you know, nice, you know, uncrowded area. And I am thinking of Sarasota in Florida, Siesta Key Beach. I believe, I remember many years ago, Siesta Key was a pretty quiet, nice little beach community that had some tourists. And then Siesta Key was identified as one of the best beaches in the country. And the sand, they were saying, was really soft, like baking powder.
Yeah.
And people flocked to Siesta Key.
And people were upset about it?
And I think that I remember speaking to someone there who lived there, and I'm thinking it was a waitress who said that they're so inundated with tourists that it's too much. Then it was after that publication came out saying that that was one of the top beaches in the country to go to.
Ooh.
Or maybe one of the top beaches in Florida. I don't remember. But
understand.
Yeah. Yeah. So kind of think about it. Think about here. I mean, we do have tourists and all, but what if something happened here where we were just inundated with people?
I would be happy that I didn't live here.
Well, yeah, you don't. You live in a quiet, more quiet area. You're right.
I live in a very nice...
Yeah, you do.
...residential neighborhood.
Yes, and you're close to everything. Not real close, like a walking distance, but you're still close. You can go to Northampton.
Or
you can come
to Pittsfield. Yeah.
How far are you? You're not far from Adams, North Adams.
That's farther away than Pittsfield.
So you're closer to coming... I know you are. You're there. So you are how far from, like, Northampton? Yes?
It takes me about the same amount of time to get to Northampton as it does to Pittsfield.
How long does it take to get you here?
It depends on where in Pittsfield I'm going.
What about here?
Oh, about half an hour.
Half an hour.
Yeah.
So when you're getting in your car to leave, I'm probably still in bed.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I live across, just across the way. Sorry.
Here, and I've been up and showered and
everything
else already.
I know, and you're on your way. So this is weird. This is about cleaning ceiling fans. And I don't know that I get this. Help me, maybe. Dust-free fans with pillowcases. Ceiling fans accumulate dust over time and can cover your room when the fan is on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's an ingenious hack to clean off the blades using a pillowcase.
Okay.
Pass a pillowcase over each blade and fold it back, keeping the dust inside. This way, you won't get all the dust back into your room. It'll keep your air clean, and you won't need to vacuum as often.
It doesn't mean while it's working.
That's what I pictured. I pictured all these ceiling fan blades
with pillowcases
on it. You know, and you wrap a rubber band around the end and you just let it spin around with the pillowcases on each one.
Can you see it? Lady.
Can you see it?
I can see it, but, you know, I'm trying not to.
You could color coordinate the pillowcases to match your decor. Oh, yes. You can match your decor. You can have a print. You can have a pattern. You can have a color. And if you change your decor, you can change the color of your pillowcases. I still don't get it. So you wrap it around, and then what do? Slide it off so all the dirt's inside the pillowcase?
Yes.
That's a pain in the neck.
No, it's not.
That is such a pain in the neck.
It's the easiest thing to do.
How do you get up there?
A ladder.
You have a ladder. So why don't you just go up there with a rag that's got some
because
furniture
then you're pushing it off when you're doing the top of it. You can't use furniture polish on those.
Oh, okay.
You shouldn't use it.
Oh, why?
Because it's not good for the wood.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, it ruins it after a while.
Okay.
You shouldn't use that on your tables either.
Okay. I don't mean with the wax in it. I mean like end dust.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, it doesn't have any wax or any polish in it. It's like a dust magnet.
Because you're not going to catch all the dust.
So you put the pillowcase around it and you then scrape it off? Like you slide it off and pull all the...
Yeah.
Then you do that to each one and then you shake your pillowcase outside?
Most likely,
because you don't want to have a big, big wad in the middle. If you wash it in the washing machine, you'll have a big...
If you have that much dust... I think it's time to get a new everything.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
All right. Words of wisdom.
Yes.
Points to ponder.
Yes.
While poised on the pot.
Yes.
The two biggest sellers in any bookstore are the cookbooks and the diet books. Mm-hmm. The cookbooks tell you how to prepare the food, and the diet books tell you how not to eat any of it.
True, 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 and true.
Andy Rooney said that.
I believe it's true.
And I can't quite do his voice.
He passed away a long time ago.
Yes, he did.
He was on 60 Minutes.
He was funny.
And he only had, 3 minutes at the end or a minute?
But he was hysterical.
He was very good. He was very dry.
Yep.
But he was very good. Points to ponder.
Dick Gregory said, I never believed in Santa Claus because I knew no white dude would come into my neighborhood after dark.
He was a funny guy.
Yeah.
Dick Gregory, he was a funny guy. So your streak-free windows, how do you get those?
You take the glass out.
You take the glass out. You're right. Then you're done.
Yeah.
It says here, toss out the paper towels. Don't do your windows with paper towels.
They have texture to them so that it sticks.
Lint.
Yeah.
Use coffee filters.
Coffee filters?
Yep. It says they're lint-free. They're absorbent. So it's a cheap hack.
Wouldn't they scratch?
Nope. It says they're lint-free. They're absorbent. They're great for giving your glass a streak-free finish. I'm going to try that.
Well, I can't because we don't use coffee filters anymore.
Oh, newspapers.
Newspapers?
I know that they say that, but you know, if you have white trim.
Yeah.
I think the newspaper ink sliding back and forth if you hit the trim.
It can get off on your hands.
Yeah, that's a mess. Yeah.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Well, maybe I'll buy some just to try it. No.
Maybe I'll bring you some.
Okay.
All right. And a Mr. Clean magic sponge.
Oh, holy days.
Okay.
The length of a film should be directly related to the endurance of the human bladder. That was Alfred Hitchcock.
You know, I heard he was a funny man.
He had his moments.
Yeah.
Henny Youngman once said, my grandmother is over 80 and she still doesn't need glasses. Drinks right out of the bottle. Oh, God. Oh, this is my favorite one. This is what I say all the time. George Burns and I agree. Happiness is having a large, loving, caring, close-knit family in another city.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes.
I've heard that before.
It's so true.
I've heard that before.
I love you all, but don't come.
So, it says here on craftyourhappyplace.com.
Okay.
It says, believe it or not, Coca-Cola is a powerful toilet cleaning product.
Is it really?
Southern Living Magazine recommends pouring a can of Coke into your toilet bowl, letting it sit for several hours and flushing. The acidity in Coke dissolves stains, so you don't have to clean your toilet too hard. This ingenious application applies phosphoric acid to the dirt. Notice it says dirt. Showing its surprisingly versatile power beyond drinking it. So I have to say, it's showing a picture of a toilet, and it's stained, so it's got like a rust stain in it.
Oh, okay.
So I'm thinking to myself, I'm sorry, it takes me a minute to clean my toilet. I use one of those wand things that has the thing, and you go around, and then you just drop it in the garbage. I'm not going to use an entire can of Coke and wait an hour to clean my toilet.
I would do it overnight.
So if it's for stains, I would say, yeah, try it and do it overnight or the hour.
If you take care of it, it doesn't happen.
Well, this is true. It's true. We go to Mark's cousin's house in the summer, and they're not there a lot, and there's a lot of iron in the water. So the toilets do get the iron stain, and we have to buy, I think it's called CLR. It's really hard to get it out. So, and that's because there's no one there, because it just sits there.
Lysol is really good.
That's really good, too.
Oh, yeah.
I will try that, or I will buy that can of Coke. I don't drink Coke, but I would buy this to try it.
Nope. Okay, I have some...
Do we have to take a break yet? Are we at break time?
Not yet.
Okay.
For your reading pleasure.
Alrighty.
These are books. How to Be Happy Though Married.
That's a bestseller.
A pictorial book of tongue coating.
A what?
A pictorial book of tongue coating.
What's tongue coating?
I have no idea.
That one's worth looking up.
It's written by Anonymous, published 1981.
I bet the first book is written by Anonymous, too.
No. How to Be Happy Through Married?
Yes.
Though Married? By yes. E.J. Harding.
I'll bet that's got a lot of good information in it, really.
Let's make some undies. By Marion Hall.
Why? Why? Why?
Oh, God. Okay.
Did you look any of those up?
No.
Let's make some undies.
We're sorry.
Hey, don't shoot the messenger.
Children Are Wet Cement by Anne Orland.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's a novel.
I don't know. Children Are Wet Cement.
I don't know how that would be a novel. It doesn't sound like a good title for a novel, does it?
No.
No, it doesn't.
Bert Cunningham wrote a book about Do Snakes Have Legs?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know too much, does he?
Maybe he was four.
Do snakes... That's a novel?
I guess.
Do snakes have legs?
These are titles that were chosen and published in all seriousness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'd like to... There should be... Wouldn't it be cool at the bookstore to have a section specifically for these types of books? Because that would be...
I would take them down to scan it and then put it back.
Oh, my gosh. That would be really fun to have a section like that.
How to Cook Husbands by Elizabeth Strong Worthington.
You have to take a picture of that page. in your book.
Yeah.
Because I have the reader, but I don't think I have that one. I think I saw your cover, and mine's not the same. Nope, mine's not the same. That's either a newer one, or I think it's a newer one.
I think it is.
So we're talking about Uncle John's bathroom reader, and he comes out, well, like he's a he. I don't even know if it's a real person.
It's a group of people, anyway. I know that.
They do a new edition every year or two or three or whatever. And I think you have the newer edition. And I would like to look up those books.
Okay.
And then when we do another show, we'll elaborate on what they are exactly. So if you make a copy for me or snap a picture, that would
sure.
be great. And I will do the legwork.
Printed in the United States of America, 12th printing, 2003.
2003. So that's one of the in-between, because I think there's some, but they're all good.
They're all very good.
It's such a cool, it does make you stay in the bathroom a bit longer, but so let it be. Your dishwasher might be the most effective at cleaning dishes, but who is cleaning the dishwasher? Grass, dirt, and food. Oh, wait, let's stop. Grass?
How the hay does grass get into your dishwasher? I mean, okay, I'm a vegetarian, and I know that some people are vegans, and there's even worse than vegans. Not that veganism is bad. I'm just saying that there's another type. Maybe they're grass eaters? Weed eaters?
I don't know. Is that the most? That's just bizarre.
Grass. And it's the first one listed.
It is. Grass, dirt. And there's dirt. Dirt?
Dirt, I can understand.
Dirt?
You have kids who play with your bowls outside.
There's the grass.
There you go.
How many of us, though? How often does that happen where grass and dirt are the two top things on this list?
When you have wet cement children.
It says these things, in addition to food, can get inside your machine, deteriorating the performance of your machine. A single cup of white vinegar dripped into the top rack on a hot cycle can be effective. Vinegar's pH dissolves buildup without harsh chemicals, so your dishwasher stays clean and fresh. This monthly hack will help you get the most out of your appliance and have spotless dishes. How do you drip?
Wait a minute. How do you? Especially in the top portion, because doesn't it then drip down through into the lower portion and then?
I don't get it. A single cup of white vinegar dripped onto the top rack on a hot cycle can be effective. So they're not even sure. They're not even sure this is going to work. But you have to drip it. So that means it's not going while you're dripping.
I want to see the video. I want to see the video.
Oh, gosh.
Jeez.
Okay.
Cool. All right, court transcripts. These are really good. Question: do you remember what shoes you were wearing? A. You mean the day I fell down? Question: yes. Answer: the same shoes I'm wearing. Question: what do you call those shoes? Are they flats, or how would you describe them? Answer: I'll describe them as these shoes.
That's good.
You assume narcotics in reaching your opinions. Yes. You didn't assume a Frito or a Cheeto or a banana. You assume narcotics. It was a narcotics raid. It wasn't a Frito raid, counselor.
These are real?
These are real. Please review this document. Do you know what a fax is? Yeah, I do, man. It's when you tell the truth, man. Tell it like it is. That's what the facts is.
I think about Perry Mason. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, Perry Mason was a courtroom drama.
Couldn't miss it.
It was really good. It was Raymond Burr who was Perry Mason, and we'll talk more about that after the break.
The break.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Press the music button.
WTBR. WTBR FM is listener supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'd be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio. This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
And there you have it.
Yeah.
And I like that they remind people that this station only works because of people who are generous donors.
Mm-hmm.
We don't mean your kidneys.
We don't want your kidneys. No.
Maybe someday.
Maybe your spleen.
Maybe, no. Yeah, so we want to thank all of you who have donated to
whatever.
The station.
Yeah. To the television or the radio station, either one.
And we get to bring you all kinds of cool stuff. Music and podcasts and stories. And you have a show.
I do. It's called Beyond. It is all science fiction and fantasy, that kind of thing. I got a really, really nice fan mail message the other day. And so it's like, yay, somebody's listening.
Awesome. And I can tell you that Bev's voice, because I did listen to this a while back, because it's at night, right?
It was.
That's when I listened.
It is now Saturday mornings at 8.
Saturday mornings at 8. But I can tell you that her voice at night is very, very calming and soothing.
Aww.
Yes, and she changes her voice a bit depending on what she's reading.
Thank you.
Her voice may be low and slow, and then it might get high, and it might get, you know, a little bit of an attitude. Like, because she's speaking about someone in particular. And it can go very, very high. She can play all the parts all by herself. Because she has to, because she's alone. She's alone? Really?
Yes, she's alone all by herself.
We could do a whole show right here, just with voices.
Oh, gosh.
So,
I got to have you come in as a foster reader then.
Oh, I would come in and help you read sometime. I could be a guest.
Yeah.
You could tell me what to do, and I'll just follow your instructions.
Okay.
I will be at your
service.
Yes, thank you so much. Swinging my arms like this helped me to get that. So I'm Lynn.
Bev.
Together we are
Stuff,
and this is the second half of our show.
Oh, yeah.
Thursday morning, 8:30 in the a.m., and we have true or false.
And two are false, and one is true. And the first one is, you and I is always correct, and you and me is always incorrect. Number two, fewer is used for countable items and less is used for uncountable quantities.
Mm.
And number three, the Statue of Liberty is the world's tallest monument.
I don't think so. Okay. All right. I'm thinking of all of my answers.
You're thinking of them all.
I'm trying to think.
Yes. Okay. I won't mess up.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Hey, stainless steel sink. You know, I hate stainless steel.
Aren't they all mostly?
I think so, yeah.
Mine is.
I'm really, really looking forward to the day when
porcelain?
Stainless steel yes. Well, I have a porcelain sink, but I have a stainless steel stove and refrigerator and dishwasher. I hate stainless steel. Aww. It shows it. Even the ones that have the, you know, they say, you know, fingerprint free and
right, they're
it's
not.
Still. I'm looking forward to what's next. What's See, going to be the next trend?
I like chrome.
You like the chrome?
Yeah. So.
Okay.
That's why I don't mind it.
So when I'm done with my appliances, send them to your house. So it says here, your stainless steel sink is a breeding ground for grime and odor, but a single lemon will brighten it up. And who says this? Say, Martha Stewart.
Oh.
You should cut a lemon in two. Well, that would help. She think we're dopes? Come on, Martha. You think we were born yesterday? We're going to roll the lemon around with the skin on it?
Actually, if you roll it around first, it gets juicier.
It does. We need to tell Martha. Sorry. Rub it around on your sink. The citric acid deodorizes and dissolves stains, so your sink will be spotless and smell good. And, Martha says,
and
lemons are naturally antibacterial, making them the safest means of disinfecting surfaces. The hack also acts as an all-natural air purifier. She says, leave it in your kitchen for a pleasant, citrusy aroma. I wonder if she did that in her cell.
I went, oh.
I know. That was kind of a dig.
That was, wow.
Yeah.
I never would have expected that from you.
Well, you know.
Me, maybe.
I
but.
Honestly don't think, now you're all people just know this is my opinion. I don't think people who get caught in the kind of thing she was caught in should be in jail. I think they need to be hit in their pocketbook big time because they're not a risk to society, to people. They're not going to hurt people. I feel like maybe. Well, now, did she have the ankle thing on?
I don't know.
At her own property for a while?
I don't know.
That I agree with, but I think hit them in the pocketbook, hit them where it hurts. They did something, you know, that. They mess with something regarding money and investments or whatever, and that's my take. Don't send an email regarding this. So there we go. I don't think that she should go to prison, like prison, unless she has a lemon in her cell.
Well, now, let's see what we've got here. Mr. Jones,
please don't send mail.
No.
Oh.
Question.
Mm.
Mr. Jones, do you believe in alien forces? Answer, you mean other than my wife? Question, were you acquainted with the decedent?
Oh.
Answer, yes, sir. Question. Before or after he died?
What?
Question, did he ever kill you before? Answer, pardon me?
What?
Supposedly these are real.
Mark has a shirt. It says, I have issues. I have a shirt. It says, issues.
I'm the issue.
And the thing you said before that last thing was the thing that made me think of this thing. Yes.
Things are fun.
Yes, things are fun. Toilets. You can also put a denture cleaning tablet or two in your toilet to disinfect and clean your toilet.
I have heard of that.
I can see that. Effervescence. You get that little, fizz.
Mm-hmm.
And it says here, Carpet staining can be a homeowner's worst nightmare.
Oh, tell
mm-hmm.
me about it.
But baking soda and vinegar have a simple solution. Apply the baking soda to the stain and then spray it with white vinegar. Now, you have to remember, it has to be white vinegar. There's something about the fact that white vinegar must either work better or you just don't want to have your carpet smell like cider vinegar. Or balsamic vinegar would stain your carpet.
Right.
or a raspberry vinegar.
I'll probably have to get some then, because I have a carpet that needs cleaning.
There you go. So you put the baking soda on the stain. You spray it with the vinegar. When it fizzes, you then wipe it off.
The problem with these carpets is I have other furniture on top of them, and in order to get the carpet out to get cleaned, you got to move all the furniture.
Well, yes.
It's not always easy.
Kind of.
It's not easy.
Oh, is it heavy furniture?
Very.
Oh, that's why.
And I've got one spot, just one spot, because we walk over it so often.
Put the chair over the spot.
And walk through the spot?
Well, no. Just cover it with the chair.
But that's where we walk.
Oh. Oh, like in a hallway.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not that mobile.
I know that you can rent those little machines, you know, carpet cleaning machines.
That might be a better idea.
If you need to do the whole thing.
There's enough of it, yeah, that I
then
should.
Then when they deliver the machine to your house, ask them to move your furniture for you. And then make them something to eat and make them some coffee, and then they can move the furniture back after you're done.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I gotta think.
We could make a party
you
out
gotta
of this.
You gotta think. Yeah. So I never heard about the baking soda and the vinegar. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm going to try it.
It says the chemical reaction looses the stains and offers an alternative to industrial detergents that are harmful to their environment. Okay.
All right. I found some famous tightwads.
Oh.
And one of them was Marge Schott, owner of the Cincinnati Reds. She told her staff in 1995 she couldn't afford Christmas bonuses and gave candies instead. They turned out to be free samples from a baseball company. And they came with coupons inviting consumers to win a trip to the 1991 Grammys.
And they were able to go?
This was in 1995.
And they all got to go?
This was in 1995. So the Grammys were in 1991.
Oh. Oh. They were expired? The candy was expired?
Everything was expired. But that's what she gave instead of Christmas bonuses.
That's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's very embarrassing.
That's pretty sad.
That's like sometimes people donate expired food to a food pantry.
Oh, they should be put in jail.
Check your... Well, you want to talk about jail again?
No.
Okay. Yeah, check your labels.
Best buy date, yeah.
Yeah, you donate. So, you know, do you have any grout in your house?
Probably.
Oh, man. Grout, you know, if you have a lighter grout, I'm telling you, give it a couple of years and your lighter grout's going to be stained.
Mm-hmm.
You can't keep it white.
It does change color.
It does. So it says here, it's easy for grout lines to discolor and ruin the appearance of your tiles. You can go over grout lines with a bleach pen to clean up fine details without destroying the surrounding tiles.
Bleach pen.
Now, I thought bleach was not good for...
Because doesn't it eat away I thought so.
It says here, though, at craftyourhappyplace.com, this trick is especially handy with light-colored grout as staining and discoloration are most visible. Always ensure you have the safety rules in mind when using the bleach, such as proper ventilation.
I have to be careful because I use a lot of bleach.
Everything. Yeah?
Anything I can.
Yeah?
Because I figure if bleach can't get it, nothing can get it.
So do you mix it with water?
No.
You use it straight?
Straight out.
Really?
Neat.
Do you wear rubber gloves?
Of course.
Good.
And a mask.
I'm glad to hear. And a mask.
Yeah.
Yeah. When my dad was alive, he had MRSA. And he was home from the hospital. So he was home. We were taking care of him. And then we found out he had MRSA. And he had to go back. So now my sister and I had to do the whole house thinking of places that he had touched. And my dad was a toucher. he would hold the door jams, and he knew where to hold so he wouldn't fall. So we had to do the whole, we had to do everything with bleach.
Oh, my God.
We had to wash everything in the washing machine with bleach.
You must have had the cleanest house in the world.
It was so clean. Oh, my gosh. It was so clean. But it smelled like bleach.
Ugh.
But it was clean. That was the only thing that would kill the MRSA. So it is a really good.
I hope this wasn't in the winter.
It was in Florida.
Oh, okay.
It was good. It was my dad's house in Florida. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Phew.
All righty, then.
Cary Grant.
Oh.
Nicknamed El Squeako in Hollywood, he counted the number of firewood logs in his mansion's garage and used a red pen to mark the level of milk in the milk bottles in his refrigerator, both to keep his servants from taking them.
No.
Is that not petty?
That is petty.
That is really, really sad, Cary.
That's really strange.
Yeah.
That's really something, you know, you never think of people that are famous having quirks like that.
Listen to this. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, U.S. president, mooched dollar bills off of his valet to drop in the collection plate at church.
What? Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Come on.
Uh-huh. That's weird. Just goes to show you. That's it.
That's it for you?
Just goes to show you. No, just goes to show you.
Oh, okay.
Dust your lampshades with lint rollers.
Yeah, uh-huh. I've heard of that. When you can just let it roll.
Just
right
let
across.
It roll.
Yeah.
You can even roll it along the top, the little rim. Just roll around
like
the little rim.
Yeah.
Fabric lampshades trap dust and lint, dulling their appearance. A lint roller with a sticky backing cleans up the dust fast and without causing harm. You could probably bring that lint roller up to your ceiling fan when you're doing your pillowcase thing.
Try it and let me know.
No. Mm-mm.
Do you have one of those ceiling fans?
I do.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I don't remember the last time. I cleaned it.
Ooh,
I don't.
This is going out over the air.
I don't know. You know what I'm going to do today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This says, this trick is excellent for small items that don't withstand harsh cleaning solutions. You can carry a lint roller around for quick fixes to keep your lighting fixtures looking their best. So, you know how they have soap on a rope?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can have a lint roller on a rope. Just carry, because it says you carry it around your house. Carry
if
it around.
If you carried everything around with you that you need the day, you'd be like...
You wouldn't...
They'd put you away.
Uh-huh. Be like one of those one-man band things that they used to have. All the instruments were tied on the guy.
All right, you ready for true or false?
I am.
Do you already guess which one is true?
Maybe.
You and I is always correct, and you and me is always incorrect.
You know, as much, I want to say that you and I is correct, and you and me is not correct. I'll say false.
You're right. Okay. It's false. The correctness depends on whether they are used as subjects or objects of a sentence. Yeah.
Do you have an example?
Not really.
Marie.
Give us a sample.
What's the deal here, Marie? This is an English thing.
And for the next one, too.
Mm.
Fewer
yes.
is used for countable items, and less is used for uncountable item quantities.
I'm going to say that one's false as well.
That one is true.
Ouch.
Fewer can be used for coins, less... can be used for, say, snow.
So I can't say to you, I have...
You're going to sit there and count snow?
Oh, that's right. So I can't say to you, I have less money than you do? Or is it specific to coins, like I have less coins
than
you do?
Well, if you don't know how much money I have...
I have less money, but coins, I wouldn't say I have less pennies than you. I would say I have fewer. That sounds right.
Yep.
That sounds better.
Yep.
Okay, Marie, we're asking for clarity.
And the last one
is?
The Statue of Liberty is the world's tallest monument.
Well, that's false.
It is now.
What is the tallest?
This is unbelievable. There is a State of Unity is the world's tallest monument, and it's a man statue in India standing on the top of a dam. And that's I just handed her a picture.
Holy cow, what?
Yeah, that's not even a good picture. You got to look it up. State
how
of
have we never
Unity.
Have you ever seen that before?
I've never been to India.
How have we never seen this ever anywhere?
I don't know.
This is gigantic.
I want to see it next to Statue of Liberty
just
to see.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. That makes Goliath look like an ant.
And it's a real thing.
Yeah.
It's on the top of a dam.
That's incredible. Look that up. It's in India. I think
State
you can.
State of Unity.
State of Unity in India. And that is our show for today.
And we are done. Yes.
Don't forget to email us at
stuffingforus@gmail.com. And
but
please join us next time.
We will delete you if you have the word jail in your email. Or Martha Stewart.
I wasn't quick enough, was I?
I'm sorry.
Views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.